Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. For the past 2 years, the city of Arcata has done its utmost to discourage gathering in Redwoods Park on April 20th, also known as 420, a day celebrated by marijuana smokers. Citing damage, unruly crowds, neighborhood disruptions, and underage drinking, city departments will be back out again this year, as City Manager Randy Mendoza explains.
Well, the last couple of years, we've been working. We brought in all the city departments working together. It's not just a police issue. It's a public works, parks issue. And we've actually been very upfront with people and done our best to discourage it because, especially this time of year, the soil is saturated and they destroy our Redwood Park. And it's right next to the playground, and you have 2,000 people smoking marijuana next to the children's playground. Doesn't really fit within the, I think, what the area was intended for.
420 celebrations are not just a North Coast happening. They take place all over the state and the nation. But the local gathering has become too big, according to Mendoza.
Up until the last couple of years, it's gotten larger and larger and larger. So our staff has been taking greater countermeasures to try to tame it. And the last couple of years, I think we've been fairly successful in lowering the numbers. So that, which has brought down the damage to the park and the mountains of garbage that the staff has had to deal with.
The origins of 420 and the myths are legion are traced back to a group of high school students at San Rafael High School who used the time of day, 420, to gather and smoke marijuana after school. Last night at around 7 o'clock, sheriff's deputies were called out to a residence on Lolita Drive after a report of an unwanted person had been called in. When deputies arrived, they spoke with the homeowner who said a relative who was not wanted on the property was in the garage. When deputies contacted the 23-year-old man, he pulled out an 11-inch hunting knife and told deputies he wanted to die. He refused deputies' commands to drop the knife, saying he wanted the deputies to shoot him. A hostage negotiator made it to the scene and managed to get the man to put the knife down, and he was transported for a mental health evaluation. The Reno, Nevada Police Department contacted the County Drug Task Force after it arrested Neyland resident Marcelo Scacci, who told Reno officers he had sold 2 pounds of weed to a customer in Utah and was headed back home. Officers found Scacci in possession of $6,000 in cash and an empty duffel bag that carried the strong smell of marijuana. Local agents searched Scacci's residence on Greenwood Heights Road and discovered an indoor marijuana grow with about 100 plants, processed weed, and indication of drug sales activity. An individual contacted at the property was interviewed and released. Officers also noted that there was no electrical power at the residence because PG&E had turned off service for non-payment. A local arrest warrant has been submitted to the DA's office and will be waiting for Scacci when he gets back to town. Arcata police were called out to the plaza yesterday afternoon after a report of a woman causing a disturbance was called in. When officers arrived on scene, they saw what they first thought was a fight, but soon learned that the woman involved, 28-year-old Molly Barnes, had kicked and injured a 16-month-old girl, and the child's father had tackled her and held her until police arrived. Barnes was arrested and booked into county jail on felony child abuse and battery charges, and the child was taken to the hospital and treated for minor injuries. Following Barnes's arrest, officers later learned that Barnes was a suspect in a vandalism case after vehicles at the city's transit yard were found to be damaged, and she will face vandalism charges as well. The next basic law enforcement academy class at the College of the Redwoods is scheduled to begin in July at the main Eureka campus. Before enrollment, prospective trainees must take a reading and writing test, and that final test date is May 5th. Anyone interested in the academy is encouraged to call the Redwoods Emergency Response Training Center as soon as possible. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer CC Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I do with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you.
You're listening to KINS North Coast News. Two people were arrested and taken to jail early this morning after they were kicked out of a cab on Myrtle Avenue. The pair, 26-year-old Lawrence Olson of Eureka and 25-year-old Jennifer McLaren of Eureka, had been out drinking, and on the cab ride home, the cabbie reported they began to fight, and he kicked them out and called the cops. When deputies arrived, they contacted Olson, who was walking down the street by himself. And after interviewing him, the deputy offered him a ride home. Then things got interesting. Before putting Olson in his cruiser, the deputy searched Olson, and Olson told him he had a handgun in his back pocket, and the deputy recovered a .38 caliber pistol. Instead of a ride home, Olson was put under arrest for a concealed handgun. That's when McLaren came back on the scene and stood in front of the deputy's patrol car and refused to move. Deputies then arrested McLaren for public intoxication and interfering with a police officer, and she was booked into county jail. On the way to the jail, Olson kicked out the back window of the patrol car and added vandalism to the concealed weapon and public intoxication charges he faces. And finally, some positive news. The final North Coast Honor Flight leaves tomorrow with 35 veterans and 23 Guardians headed for the nation's capital. Honor flights are dedicated to the men and women who fought in World War II and are a way of honoring their service with trips to D.C. so that they can meet other veterans and visit war memorials. You can find more information at northcoasthonorflight.com. And that's your North Coast News on this Thursday evening. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.